I think, especially as women, we grow up with this idea in our head of what our perfect life is supposed to look like. And maybe that's a successful career or a wonderful spouse or kids. And this is what you've always said was supposed to make you happy. Like, this was the dream. This is what you wanted. So let me ask you this. If this is what you've always dreamed about, are you really happy? And so often when you hear the word comeback story, we think about this overcoming this big adversity. Here's the thing. We are at a place in our lives right now where that comeback looks like coming back to a life that isn't burning the candle at both ends, coming back to a life where you don't collapse in a heap of exhaustion at the end of the day, coming back to a life where you find happiness again, where you get your joy and your sparkle back. So today I'm going to answer the question, how can you create your own comeback story? The answer is powerful. It involves an 80s movie montage, and I think it's going to surprise you. It is time for your comeback story, and that is what this episode is all about. So let's play and have fun. Do you wake up every day with a to-do list that gets results for everyone else, but taking care of yourself is not on the list? If you're burned out, stressed out, and ready for life to be easier, you're in the right place. Welcome to Gratitude Builds Fortitude, the podcast for successful women to create their comeback story for their health, lives, and careers. Picture an 80s movie-style montage where we optimize your mindset and mental resilience with a splash of gratitude. I'm Holly Burton. I'm your host and comeback coach, and it's time for your comeback story. So let's play and have fun. We all love a good comeback story. I mean, who doesn't? We love to root for the underdog, and especially if that underdog is us. But let's first look at what exactly does a comeback story even mean, or what does it mean for you? So maybe it is something big. Maybe it is something tragic. Maybe a loved one passed away, or you're struggling with your health, or got passed over a promotion, or maybe going through some relationship problems or divorce. But here's the thing is that the way I view a comeback story, it can be, but it doesn't have to be this big metamorphosis from some big event. It could just look like everyday life. And honestly, that's where the majority of the women in my community are. It is everyday life that has gotten them to this place of being burned out and stressed out. And you might be in that place where you do wake up every day with this list of to-do items, and you're out there and you're getting results for everyone else. But taking care of yourself, it's not on that list. But then what happens is that maybe secretly, you're like, well, I think I value the needs of others more than I value the needs of myself. Or you hear some guru talk about work-life balance and you laugh so hard you pee your pants a little. I mean, because we all know the truth. Balance is a fire extinguisher in both hands. One hand to put out the fire at work and one hand to put out the fire at home. Or maybe you're led to believe by this point, like, I have worked so hard that life is supposed to be easy now. But the reality is the exact opposite. Life just keeps getting harder and harder. Or maybe you're like so many women who I coach, that you wear this badge of honor of having it all together, but you're secretly afraid that if you don't do enough, you're not going to be respected. And if you stop, everything is going to crumble, including you. So I want you to think about this as you listen to this episode. What does your life look like right now? And what do you want your comeback story to look like? Before we get into the meat of this episode, I want to take a few minutes and share why it's so important to me to help you create your comeback story. Because I hit rock bottom multiple times in my life. And you might hear me on the podcast or see me on Instagram and I'm all happy and shiny. Well, this is intentional because it wasn't always this way. Growing up, I got bullied a lot. I had a beautiful childhood with parents and a huge extended family who loved me unconditionally. But there were also scars of being the short kid, the chunky kid, the kid with red curly hair and the big personality and not fitting in and not belonging. And creating this internal story that it is safe when you don't sparkle. And I sought out that validation. I realized that if I am successful, that's where I get my validation. So I learned that if I have success, then I have value. Let me ask you this, and I think especially as women. When we were younger, there were typically three categories or belief patterns that we fell into based on our upbringing. Some of us were told that we were the pretty one. Some of us were told that we were the smart one. And unfortunately, some of us were told that we were the good for nothing one. And more often than not, this is where we believe that our value comes from. So let's put a pin in this for now. I'm going to come back to this later in the episode because it's important and I think it's going to tie a lot of threads together for you. Okay, what did this look like for me? I was an overachiever at work and I climbed the corporate ladder pretty fast in consulting. And then I was appointed to a chief of staff position at the FBI. And I was only 37 years old and I was really young to achieve this position. But this was a childhood dream that I had had since I was 17 years old to work for the FBI. And it was such a huge honor to serve my country in this capacity. And when I wasn't working, I was an adrenaline junkie. I was a competitive athlete. I was racing in Xterra off-road triathlons and I was a mountain bike racer. I would stand on a podium and I'd get a medal around my neck. And when I wasn't racing, I was rock climbing or taking Muay Thai or traveling, you know, to different countries or around the US or drinking margaritas with my girlfriends. And I had what I thought was the most perfect life. Like my life was perfect. At that age, I could not have waved a magic wand and created a better life for myself. But on my 39th birthday, everything changed. I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I went through the traditional treatment of surgery, chemo, and radiation. But then something happened that I wasn't expecting. And treatment ended, and I thought the next logical step was my health was supposed to improve. But what happened was it kept getting worse and worse. And I go to support group, and the ladies are out there doing these pink ribbon 5K walks. And I'm like, I can barely get out of bed. Something is wrong with me. And it took my doctors 1 year of test. And I was finally diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disease. Well, I remember going to my endocrinologist's office and he gave me a prescription. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take my pill and I'm going to start healing. I just assumed that I'm going to take the medicine and I'm going to be perfectly normal again. Like I was ready to be healthy again. I was ready to be normal again. I wanted my old life back. But that wasn't the case. And over the years, the fatigue that I experienced, it got to the point where it was debilitating. Debilitating to a degree where I couldn't function. I was forced to resign from my dream job. And my health hit rock bottom for the third time in 7 years. I spent months being all but bedridden. And I marinated in my own misery. And I felt like an absolute failure because I wasn't working. I could barely show up as a wife and a stepmother. And it wasn't some big epiphany. I just realized that something needed to change. I can't just sit there and marinate in my own misery and realize that I have no value in my life. That I felt like I was worthless because I couldn't do anything. And I needed to take responsibility for my health and my life. And I'm like, I have to figure out how to do this. And I wasn't able to do much, but I had the ability to respond. the ability to say, I am not okay with my situation. And eventually I figured out a way to heal myself physically, but there was something that was still missing. I still didn't have that vibrant energy or that vibrant health or that sparkle that someone my age is supposed to have. And I was tired of feeling like an 80-year-old woman trapped in an almost 50-year-old body. And I realized something profound. And that is that going through difficult times is universal. But there is a very specific reason why some people suffer more than others.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Holly here. I want to take a moment and first and foremost, thank you for tuning in to the newly rebranded Your Comeback Story podcast. Chances are, if you've been loving this podcast, I want to acknowledge that you're already on your way to creating your best life in 2024. And if that's the case, I want to help you to accomplish your goals. First, with your health, and so that you can benefit from the ripple effect with your career, relationships, even finances. Because if you're burned out and putting yourself last, I believe that it's time for you to create your own comeback story with your health and with your life. But here's the one thing that's missing. Optimal health, it's not about protocols, plans, or numbers on a scale. Optimal health is about reversing the aging process, eating and exercising in a way that fuels and nourishes you, actually saying yes to yourself and feeling at home and at peace in your body. So what needs to happen? I like to say that the weight around your midsection will never disappear until you address the weight of the world that's on your shoulders. And that's why I created this brand new, totally free private podcast series. It's called Your Comeback Experience. You're going to experience this podcast episodes on this podcast over the next 5 weeks. But why wait? You can get this in a private podcast series and with a very special PDF companion so that you can follow along. In this 5-part series, you're going to dive deep into the Rocky Inspired framework to understand why you've had minimal success with diet and exercise and what to do instead. Okay, what are we going to do? First thing you're going to walk away with is understanding the cycle that sabotages your health, along with 3 ways to create peace with your past stories, your beliefs, and the triggers from the past. Number 2, you're going to discover the power of personal responsibility as it relates to the challenges in our society to help make healthy choices a part of your lifestyle. Number 3, you're going to understand why you might be stuck in the perfectionist trap. Oh, raise your hand if you're a fellow perfectionist. How to break out of it by integrating mindset shifts with action steps. And then the top 3 strategies that you need to become the new, healthier version of yourself. Number 4, you'll discover why it's important to coexist with stress, and then how to create your game plan to be more agile when the setbacks happen and when you don't feel supported. And then finally, number 5, you're going to walk away with your very own assessment of your health as it relates to your energy levels, your sleep, your metabolic health, and your weight, and a game plan going forward to make it all happen. And the best part, this private podcast series, it is totally free. Again, it's going to air on the podcast here over the next 5 weeks, but why wait? You can get immediate access to all of the episodes in a private podcast format. And again, you get a companion PDF so that you can follow along. To get the free podcast delivered right to your inbox, click on the link in the show notes or go to podcastholly.com. Super easy to remember, podcastholly.com, and the link is also in the show notes. And I'm just going to hit the highlights here. There is an entire episode that goes into full detail about the suffer cycle. And you can go back and listen to episode 90. It's called Triple Threat or Thankful, Grateful, Blessed. And I'll leave a link in the show notes. But the basic gist is that there's 3 parts to the suffer cycle. How the suffering begins, how the suffering grows, and then how the suffering can debilitate us. How it begins, and it begins small. It begins with a thing. It can be anything. And I'm just going to say a customer service call gone bad, right? We all know those customer service calls where you're just like, hang up and you're like, no, listen to me. Well, what happens is that we have this event and we perceive this event as something negative and we get triggered and we get upset about it. And then we ruminate it and we think about it nonstop over and over and over again. It's all we can think about. So we call our best friend and we go over the event and we hang up and we don't feel better. So we call another best friend and we go over the event and it's actually verbatim. Literally, it is verbatim, the exact same thing we told our first best friend. And we hang up and we don't feel better. So we tell our spouse, we tell our coworkers, right? This is one thing. Imagine 30, 40, 50, 60 years of these one things. And they grow over time. And it grows into stress. It grows into inflammation. And what happens in our brain is that the neurons that fire together wire together. And slowly over time, our body gets put into what is called the sympathetic state. It is the stress state. And our body responds with these responses called fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And again, I go over all the details in episode 90. I'm just giving you the high level here. And that inflammation, that stress, that cortisol in our body, it grows and it grows and it grows. And what happens is, let me give you an example. That thing, it's the last thing we think about before we go to bed. So we wake up in the morning and we didn't sleep well because we were tossing and turning because we were thinking about the thing. So what do we say? We say, my insomnia kept me up all night. Now that insomnia owns us. That insomnia owns us for that day. Every single thing that we do that day revolves around how that insomnia is dictating our day. For me, that suffer cycle grew to the point of cancer, autoimmune disease, debilitating chronic fatigue. It grew to the point where when I woke up in the morning, that was what greeted me. I mean, it was in my face 24/7. This is my life. And it debilitated me because it owned me. It owned my day. When I woke up and I did not have any energy to do anything, that debilitating chronic fatigue was like, I'm going to dictate your day. You can't do anything. If you try to get a shower, you're going to be asleep the rest of the day. That's how bad it got. And that's why I am so passionate to share this message with you. Because it doesn't have to get to that far. The suffering cycle, it is growing inside of you. The stress, the inflammation, the cortisol, it is growing inside of you. You don't know where, you don't know how, you don't know how much. But all of these things that we do, all of these toxic things that we do, it adds fuel to the suffer cycle. The foods that we eat, the stress that we accumulate, the toxins that we put on our bodies and in our homes and in our environment. It is all over. And it's not about living in a bubble. It's about making conscious decisions to stop the suffer cycle in one place at a time. Now, the other key piece of this is there's a common trap that most women fall into when they create their comeback story. So let's look at that. Let's figure out how you can avoid this common trap. All right, you remember the movies back in the 80s, and they always had this comeback montage, right? You've got Jennifer Beals, and she's pulling up her leg warmers, and you've got the Karate Kid, and he's painting the fence, and you've got Rocky running along the beach, and the 80s montage movie happens, and you've got the main character who, I don't know, normally is like an average person. And they either hit rock bottom or they've got this challenge that's presented to them. And they decide to go from just average and normal, and they decide to rise. And then you've got this montage and you've got the 80s music. And when they show it, they've always got the clips of the feet running, right? Always have like the movie angle of the feet running. And then you've got the sweat glistening on the chest. And then they always show the face, right? The grimace face of determination. And at the end of the montage, the character always has like the biggest smile on their face because they know they just trained. They're about to face their challenge. They now have that grit inside of them and they are ready to overcome. They are ready to face their challenge. And this is how we're programmed to view the comeback. We think of our comeback story. We think of it in terms of a 3-minute 80s movie montage. And we're supposed to make this decision that I'm going to have my comeback. And we're supposed to have this surge of adrenaline that starts in our gut and goes all the way to the top of our bodies and all the way to our head. And all of a sudden, we're at the top of Mount Everest and we got our arms up in the air and we're pumping our fists. And you know, of course, someone's taking a photo because it's got to be posted on Facebook. You know, hashtag, I'm a phoenix rising. You know, and all that you see, all that you focus on is the other side. Hashtag living my best life. I am here to tell you, it is 100% possible to have your 80s movie comeback montage. That's what I help women do in my group coaching program. But the problem is, we start from the wrong place. What I see happen over and over again is that we begin our comeback story from that suffer cycle that I just talked about. And we're still in those raw emotions. We begin the comeback story from that place in the suffer cycle of desperation, anger, fear, revenge, or even you're just totally checked out. You're like, I'm done. And you know, when someone's like, I'm done, you're like, ooh, yeah, they're done. Remember I talked about fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. When you're trying to create your comeback story from this place, and when you get to this point, you're in straight up fight response. You're still in that sympathetic stress state. So basically, you're creating your comeback. You're creating your future self from the version of you that either created the demise or is still in the demise. All right, there's two more pieces to this. Here's the second piece. According to Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, everything that's created is created twice. First, it's created in our minds, and then it manifests physically. So I want you to think about it like this. If we create our comeback story, and it's first created in our minds, if we're creating it through the current lens of desperation, anger, fear, worry, our future becomes what we feed it, and it's not going to look like how we think it should look. If we feed our future from a disempowering state, then guess what it's going to look like? Okay, and then thirdly, let's talk about sustainability. We want the thing. So we're going to use that initial adrenaline and excitement, and we're going to make progress to get the thing. But then something happens. Something always happens, and it's going to throw us off track, and we're going to lose our power. And then it becomes, I'm going to do it on Monday. I'm going to do it once this other thing straightens out. What got you here won't get you there. Albert Einstein said, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. I want you to listen closely. If you make your comeback story from that place, you're going to come right back around to where you currently are. And it's not going to be sustainable. So what should we do instead? I love using the example of losing weight because I think it's something that most women can relate to. But if you're listening, if it's something else, the principles are going to apply across the board. And I want to share this through a different lens than what you're probably used to. Because yes, even though I'm a certified natural health coach, I'm a certified hollow body coach, my expertise shines as what I like to call a comeback coach, a mindset coach. This is why my clients hire me, because it's not about the weight, it's not about the food, it's not about the exercise. I focus on those 5 inches between your brain and your mouth. So first, it's usually some kind of catalyst. So it's the contrast that creates the clarity of the comeback. So again, this example, let's just use losing weight, something we all can relate to. So oftentimes, it's a divorce or a milestone birthday or a class reunion or someone close to us passed away or getting diagnosed with a disease or even New Year's resolution or summer vacation. The root cause of all of this is I am not happy with the way I look and or I feel, and I want to lose weight. And again, back to those native emotions. In this case, it's often a revenge body to look good after a divorce or to go back to our class reunion looking better than we did in high school. Well, here's the problem that I see is that if you're only focused on losing the weight, you're putting all of that value on how you look, how much you lose, the number on the scale. You're going to get that dopamine hit every time you see the number on the scale down. That app, when that app cheers for you because you just lost those 3 ounces, that is a dopamine hit. Every time your jeans fit better, every time someone compliments you, that's a dopamine hit. But what happens when this doesn't happen? What happens when you plateau? What happens when you go backwards? What happens when you don't make progress? What happens when you don't get that dopamine hit? How many times have you heard women complain about all of the yo-yo dieting? Like they lose a few pounds and then they go right back to where they started, or even that they gain weight. And I'm going to let you in on a secret of why this is so common. This is external validation versus internal validation. And I've talked to you before, I've got this private podcast. It goes into full detail. You are going to love this because it actually talks about the gremlins that sabotage your health goals. And I invite you to get access to that. It's podcastholly.com, super easy URL to remember, podcastholly.com. And the link is in the show notes. And it is like a legit private podcast. It's only accessible with a secret code. So you, my friend, you now have your exclusive invitation. Okay. For purposes of our time here together, I want you to think about it this way. If you place your value on how you look or how many pounds you lose or the number on the scale, and you don't address the underlying factors that are contributing to things like sadness, depression, anxiety, anger, resentment, jealousy, it's going to make it difficult to be sustainable. Because that validation, it's only external, it's not internal. So the first time that something happens to sideline your progress, anything from a rainy day to getting the flu or extra work hours, you're going to go right back to those old thought patterns, right back to being disempowered. And then we use food as the surrogate to make us feel better. But when you start your comeback story by going backwards first, by finding that value and that alignment within first, you can make peace with your past and you can make that shift from external validation to internal validation. This is when you become unstoppable. All right, remember back to the 80s movie montage. The character eventually learned that whatever it was that they were seeking, they have that grit inside of them the entire time. So I created this really fun framework for you. 5 steps. It is super easy to remember. And I named it after Rocky. And I am talking the original, the best comeback movie ever. And the best part is that I'm going to highlight these 5 steps today. And then coming up in just a few weeks here on the Gratitude Builds Fortitude podcast, not next week, it's going to be a few weeks from now, we are going to go into a deep dive into each and every step. So it's going to be like a little mini series for you. So make sure you're following this podcast on Apple or Spotify or whatever app you listen on so that you know when these episodes are live. Okay, Rocky, R-O-C-K-Y. R is rearview mirror. You got to get right and you got to be okay with what happened to get you to this place. Whatever that situation is, you can't jump into your DeLorean and go back and change it. But what you can do is make peace with it. And that's finding peace and forgiveness with the situation, peace and forgiveness with that other person or those other people. And most importantly, peace and forgiveness with yourself. Oh, own your ship with a P, like a boat, keeping it G-rated. You are your own ship. And I'm talking about personal responsibility. Yes, personal responsibility again, I know. If you think forgiveness is tough, yeah, try looking in the mirror and accepting responsibility. And I've shared this before. For me on my journey, this was harder than going through chemo. Like this is brutal. And I want to be perfectly clear, though, is that this is a zero shame zone. This is done with 100% self-love and only 100% self-love. This right here is why most people give up so quickly when things get hard. No one likes responsibility because it is a lot easier to blame someone or something, and especially in today's society. We have been programmed to take such a hands-off approach. It's not my fault. And it is an extremely unpopular truth, but it needs to be said. And this goes back to that internal versus external validation. So now, if you're constantly looking to others for that validation, then let's just add in blame. We are never going to get to that level because it is always going to be someone else's fault. C, create your future self. Once we've cleared out the majority of all of that crap, and from a coaching perspective, those first couple of months are the toughest, but they are totally worth it because this is where we start having fun. Like those first few months, we get rid of the sludge. We get rid of the gross stuff, right? This is when we start having fun. This is when we're actually living in that state of creating your future self. This is the time to bring in the goal setting, to bring in those SMART goals, the visualizations, the manifesting, put up the pictures on your visualization board, start saying the affirmations, all the things that the gurus tell you to do to reach your goals. This is when your mind actually has that space and the clarity where you can begin to create your future self from that place of abundance. Okay, keep the vision, not the view. One thing is for certain is that the journey is going to be ugly and messy. There's always going to be stuff that happens. There's always going to be something that's going to derail you. It is called life. It doesn't matter what the journey is, what the goal is you're seeking. There's always going to be something that's going to take you off course. And I want to let you in on an insider secret too. The bigger the goal, the bigger the setbacks to expect. And when you're in the thick of it, it is easy to focus on the view right in front of you. It's easier to just put your head down and focus on the view and look at the mess in front of you. But when you can lift your head up, when you can focus on your vision, you have the ability to take those steps to get through the fire, to get to the other side of whatever it is that adversity is trying to turn the ship around. Okay, R-O-C-K-Y, rear view mirror, own your ship with the P like a boat. Create your future self, keep the vision, not the view, and then why? Go home to you. And this one is my favorite because this is really what it's all about. You know, in the 80s movie, when the character comes out of the montage and they've got this like whole different vibe going on, like they're confident and they're determined and they're ready to face their challenge. And here's the important part. Here's what I want you to take home. And yes, pun intended. It never mattered if the character won or lost the challenge. Rocky, the very first Rocky, lost the fight. But the victory was who they became during the journey. They realize they have the superpower inside of them. They realize they have this beautiful gift. They realize they have this radiant smile. They realize it was inside of them all of the time. And they came home to themselves. This is what the comeback is all about. This is how you quantum leap your sparkle and come back to the real you, to the true you, to the authentic you, to the aligned you, to the radiant you. And when you can come back to her, you now, you've got a better relationship with your health habits. You've got a better relationship with others, a better relationship with time, a better relationship with money. And most importantly, the best relationship with yourself. And that's what the comeback is all about. It is coming home and is coming back and it is coming home to you. Hit me up on Instagram at holly.bertone. Let me know what you want your comeback story to look like. I want to know, and I want to hear from you at holly.bertone. And be sure to tune into next week's episode, where if you want to stop stressing about money, this is a must listen to episode. You are going to get some of the biggest secrets to building wealth from one of the best masterminds in the space. My guest next week is Ken Honda, and he is the author of Happy Money. So I can't wait for you to listen to next week. Thanks for tuning in today, and I'll see you next week.
We have some real talk here for a minute, just between us girls. Can we have a conversation about what the end of the day looks like? I'm talking about that moment when you've crossed off all the things on your list. Okay, they're not all completed, but you're done for the day. And when I say done for the day, I mean you are done. And you sit on the couch to actually relax for a few minutes before bedtime. You know that moment of pure bliss when your bum hits the couch cushion and then you sit back in this heap of exhaustion. You pull the blanket over your legs, literally breathe for the first time all day. And it's not even 1 minute later. And it's your spouse. Hey, hun, your kid, mom. Or you pick up the phone to scroll on social media and then your boss sends you an email you need to respond to. Or you see something that like, oh, shoot, I forgot to do something that can't wait for tomorrow. And then the dog's doing the potty dance because spouse or kid never took them for a walk, even though you asked them to. And it's that moment that you feel this resentment fill your body. And then you probably feel guilt on top of it because this is the life that you've always dreamed of. You've got a great career and a great family. So you might be wondering, why do I feel so drained? Why is my life sucking every ounce of energy out of my body? I'm here to tell you that the world is not going to crumble if you say yes to yourself, but you will eventually crumble if you don't. You deserve to take care of yourself and your health. And it begins by saying yes to you, which is probably the hardest yes that you're ever going to say. And that's why I created a very special private podcast series. It's called Your Comeback Experience, and it's specifically for you, the woman who has a track record of success in everything that you do, but you are burned out and something's still missing. And somewhere along the way, your health got pushed to the side. It's a secret podcast, meaning it's not public. You need to have an invitation to access it. And I want to invite you. So to get this free private podcast delivered right to your inbox, click on the link in the show notes or go to podcastholly.com. Super easy to remember, podcastholly.com. The link is also in the show notes.